sat watching Betty try to light that candle. I thought, yep, there's a sermon in that one. And for sure there's a sermon in that one, because it was a little bit hard to light the light of hope, that candle. Peace was, that one was okay, right? We weren't worried about Betty's fingers at that point, but boy, when she got to joy, I'm going, please don't let her burn her fingers. And she's trying and she's trying, and that candle's going, uh-uh, I'm not going to light. And is that not what it's like sometimes to find joy? Because that's what this message is about. It's about two things. This is the third Sunday in Advent, and the theme of this Sunday is joy. It's also about something very joyful for, I think, all of us, which is eating together. Because our Christmas blessing series, we're on the E. And we've done the B, and we've done the L, and now we're to the eat together. So a question I have for you is, what does joy look like? What is joy? If somebody says, you know, what's joy? Happiness, okay? Give me something that you think a child would answer. What brings you joy? If I said, and I almost did, but I thought, wow, they were so brave. I'm so proud of them. Doug, two of your kids sang. That for me was joy. I'm going, oh, they're singing. That was so amazing. I've never seen them sing before. It was amazing. And I'm just, oh, made my heart sing. Made my heart sing. So, but if I asked one of the kids, what brings you joy, especially this time of year, what might they answer, you think? Christmas presents. Hello. Anything else? Time with family. Well, some of them are that mature. Yeah? What?
Candy.
I was thinking all the sweets, you know, and all the parties. I know what it is teaching school. Man, they don't get a lot of teaching done, just saying, the last 2 weeks before Christmas. So that's what they would answer. If you ask my son Andrew, who just left, I was thinking, what would Andrew answer? And if he was just being silly, because he could probably give a deeper answer. But I think what he would say is bacon. He can't get bacon in Singapore.
I was just thinking food. Right?
Yeah, bacon. Well, my son would say bacon. You know, and that's a men's ministry thing too, right, George? You know, you got to have the bacon. Bacon's important. But for Andrew, it's a desperation thing, because he only gets it when he comes to the United States. And so I think I cooked over the last 12 days 5 pounds of bacon. And he ate 3/4 of it, right? There's a lot of bacon in my house. It was ridiculous. And he's like, oh, Mom, this is so good. That's what he would answer. How about for you? What brings you joy?
The unexpected.
The unexpected. I like that, Claire. Time with family. I think most of the time it brings joy. Depends on the family. Just saying. Smiling kids' faces. Like I said, that just brought me joy. That brought me joy. It was wonderful. So the third Sunday in Advent, like I said, is all about joy. And we light that pink candle. We've got three purple candles and a pink candle, and the big one in the middle, which is the Christ candle. Okay, that's the easiest one to remember for everybody. So, why is it pink? Have you ever thought about it? Because I'm a sick woman. I like to know things. And I'm going, why is that candle pink? Purple, or in the more modern tradition, blue, is the color for Advent. Why purple? Because it's royalty. The royal Christ child is coming. That makes total sense to me. But who stuck one pink candle in there? That's a great thing. And you know what, Betty? In some, it's a very narrow type of tradition. Some places it is. It's Mary's candle. That would make sense. But in the broader tradition, it's pink Because in the Roman Catholic tradition, which is where all this came from in the first place, centuries ago, and still today, as far as this name, they don't call this the third Sunday in Advent. They call it Gaudete Sunday. And Gaudete is the Latin word, we're going out of Greek and Hebrew into Latin, for joy, for rejoice. Okay? But they also called it Rose Sunday. And so we have adopted that. And so this is Rose Sunday, as well as a Sunday of joy. And interestingly, in 2014, our current Pope said something I kind of liked and wanted to share with you. He said, Gaudete Sunday is known as a Sunday of joy, and that instead of fretting about all they still haven't done to prepare for Christmas, people should think of all the good things life has given you. I like that. I like that focus. So how often do we experience joy? Philippians 4:6 says this. I'm sorry, it's 4:4 says this. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, Paul says. Rejoice. How you doing? Are you like that candle? Can't get it. It's not happening. I'm trying to be the light of the world, but it ain't happening. That joy candle can be tough. In the Message version of that Philippians verse, it says, celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in Him. Wow, that's joy. But how joyful do we feel when things aren't going well? How joyful do we feel? Holiday season is painful for a lot of people. Sad memories, disappointments, hurt feelings, anger. Joy can be hard to come by. It can be very hard to come by. Scripture says in James 1:2, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its full effect so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. And in the King James, it says, count it all joy. Does that work? Does that work? There's a problem with these passages that I want to talk about a little bit, because we think, a lot of people think, and even churches teach, that means if you have faith, you should always be happy. That's taught in churches. If we're not happy then, do we lack faith? I had a young woman talk to me in the last few weeks, and she's experiencing a really difficult time. And she went to a different pastor, not here in Orange, somewhere else. And she shared that she was greatly disappointed because something she had been praying hard for didn't happen. And she was really struggling with her faith. And the pastor's response was, obviously you don't have enough faith. Oh. David in the Psalms, he was real. If you're struggling, go to the 40s, the Psalms that are the 40s, and you will see that he is real with God. And he calls God out. Why have you forsaken me? Why don't you vindicate me? Why all? There's so many. And then he says, this is the pattern, then he says, but I remember when I felt your faith. I remember when you were with me. I remember when you saved me. And because of that, I'm going to trust you anyway. That's the pattern for dealing with this and for finding joy when it's illogical, when even it feels like God is letting us down. There's a theologian by the name of Henry Nouwen, and if you are ever looking for a book or writings by someone to take you really deep, Nouwen's books are amazing. And this is what he wrote. He described the difference between joy and happiness. So we say happy, but there's a difference. While happiness is dependent on external conditions, joy is the experience of knowing that you are unconditionally loved. Unconditional. Thus, joy can be present even in the midst of sadness. Today's passage says, hallelujah! We can't just say, hallelujah. I love Ken's voice went up. Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice. See, there's the joy. And be glad and give him glory. Jesus wins. Do you know that? No matter what's going on, Jesus wins. There's a reason to celebrate. Right there. There's a song. Couldn't remember whether I shared it with you or not. This is the danger of preaching two different sermons at two different churches every Sunday. As I'm going, I know I shared this one place. I think it was Bethany. So forgive me. But even if I have, it's worth sharing again. There's a song that Mercy Me has out right now called We Win. And it's so fun to sing this because I sang it at a concert with them. And this is what some of the words say. This goes down to anyone down for the count. It's not over. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Just remember who you belong to. Let me remind you who you belong to. Let me remind you how this ends. We win. We win. Wow. That's where joy comes from. In Revelation 21, a couple of chapters after the passage Ken read, it says this, starting with verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. That's where joy comes from. And obviously, when that comes to pass, it's not going to be hard to find joy. That candle's going to pop. It's going to be there. The challenge is to get connected to that joy now, when things aren't so perfect. So how does this connect with bless? Our Christmas blessing? Okay, so begin with prayer. Asking, our challenge was to ask two people like Doug did. Good job. What you can be praying for them. Second challenge was listening with care. And the challenge was to spend 30 minutes with someone listening well this week. How did that one go? How did that one go? Any of you do that one? You don't have to. I'm not going to make you share. Doug was willing. But, yeah. Yeah. This week is easy. This is so easy. Eat together. Have a question. Hard question. How many of you eat? Some of you didn't raise your hand. Wow. Fasting, are we? Are we? How many of you enjoy eating? Yeah, there. Well, that was really weird because there were more of you that raised your hand for enjoy eating than those of you that raised your hands that you do eat. Huh. Week 3, joy plus eating. Goes together well, doesn't it? It works. I found this verse in Ecclesiastes, of all places, in the Old Testament. Chapter 9, verse 7. Go, eat your food with gladness. And it's the same word as joy. Eat your, there's your command. Don't eat it without being joyful. And drink your wine with a joyful heart, for God has already approved what you do. We're supposed to find joy in eating together. Our passage that Ken read, it even includes eating. Part of the verse 9 says, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. Do you want to go to that dinner? I do. The word for blessed is very interesting. Again, I'm a sick person. Word for blessed has the same root as the word for joy. In the Greek, joy is kaira. Rejoice is kairios. Blessed is makarios. You see, they're all related in the Greek. Eating supper with the Lord will be the sweetest thing we can possibly imagine. Maybe when we're struggling to find joy to light that candle, we can imagine that dinner to come. We can remember that Jesus wins. That Jesus wins, and that we're unconditionally loved by our Savior. God with us. That's our season of Advent. He's coming. He's here. He is with us. And He will never, ever leave us or forsake us. Can I get a hallelujah? Wow. That's joy. Try the match again, Benny. Let's try it again. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
All right. This is good. This is good. So this week's challenge. You ready? They're going, don't give me another one. Don't give me another one. Invite a coworker, acquaintance, or neighbor over for coffee or tea and a treat. It could be at your house. It could be somewhere else. If you're not comfortable having somebody at your home, go somewhere else. Ooh, or go to one of the community meals. Will can tell you where they all are, right? Will is our town crier. He knows where everything is. Go to one of those meals. Sit next to someone new. Ooh, and strike up a conversation. You can even practice it down at Village Square. You can even try it downstairs. Sit with somebody new. You might make a new friend. That's our challenge, that when we eat together, we experience joy, we exude joy, and we can bless other people in a simple, simple way. Got it? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we've got to find joy. Light up each heart right now, that each one of us will be overwhelmed with your love and with being able to trust you no matter what. Lord, fill us with your joy, that we can't help but be a blessing through it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's in your name we pray. Amen.